is a request that has been made a couple of times, and certainly a discussion that's been going on for a long time, you know, to recruit an assistant heritage officer for County Donegal. As we know, Donegal and its heritage are synonymous throughout the county, throughout the country. We have an awful lot of history and heritage to celebrate here, and therefore there's an awful lot of voluntary groups right throughout the county who are working really, really hard on a voluntary basis, promoting our heritage. And that also puts a lot of pressure on our heritage officer within Donegal County Council. Now, the Donegal County Council Heritage Office is just one person. It is Joe Gallagher, and he does an amazing job, really, throughout every corner of the county. And he's got a great passion for heritage, and he's a very diligent worker, and he has a great output for one person. But the problem now is this, you know, with additional funding that's out there for heritage-based projects, and with, you know, I suppose on foot it's the success of Donegal's heritage, there's a huge workload placed on one person, and it's come to a point where, you know, where we have to choose between projects, and basically in some cases actually say no to a project and say no to funding. Because for example, if I was to take the Historic Towns Initiative Fund, that's distributed by the Heritage Council each year. It's had great success in Letterkenny, Rimelton and in Ballyshannon over the last 4 years. This year, we just don't have the resources within the council to apply for that fund again for a big project. There was a smaller amount given indeed for Rimelton this year under that HTI, but not the big project that we've had for the last 4 years in the county, simply because we don't have the staff resources, the time and indeed the energy to do the work. That's just one example. There are a number of things that are outstanding, projects that are outstanding, and there's simply just not enough hours in the day. So it's really important that we pursue the recruitment of an assistant heritage officer within County Donegal.
And the council did respond, and they said in terms of the heritage plan, they hope that there would be funding there through that. So it is positive. But as you said, the pressure now must remain on to ensure that a person is put in place.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, one of the reasons I think in the past that we did not get an assistant heritage officer on a full-time basis is the burden on the council, the cost of employing another person, and probably the commitment to having another full-time person involved in it. Within the new National Heritage Plan 2030, there is more of an emphasis on local authorities employing more people. There should be more support. There should be more finance made available on a national level to local authorities to employ staff. And it's something that we are planning to do, and I believe we are obliged to do to save our heritage. And that, you know, when I speak about the heritage, it's not just for heritage's sake. It's, you know, it's got a wider benefit when you think of our lovely heritage sites around the county, and the tourism benefit that is, and, you know, the money that can bring into the local economy, the extra jobs that it can create within the county based on heritage. And, you know, so it's got many wide-reaching benefits, as well as holding on to our heritage, holding on to our skills that we have, our traditional skills, our traditional buildings. And there's something, I spoke about it at the meeting yesterday, an unknown sort of connection to our land and to our place, and it's something that's within our DNA, that we have a love for our place, a love for our heritage, and I think it's really important to maintain that pride of place and to pass that on to the next generations, and to create that awareness that's out there, and create that respect for our skills, our traditions, our environment, our biodiversity that we have within County Donegal, because it's a wonderful place. We need to protect it. And I think money spent on recruiting an assistant heritage officer would most definitely be money well spent